Hey beauties, I'm Maria.
And I'm Megan, and we are the co-founders of The Intentional Single, a place for Catholic single and dating gals to be seen, known, loved on, and journeyed with.
We know you're tired of feeling overlooked in your ache, because honestly, holding on to hope while single and dating can be one of the most challenging things you've ever done. If that's you, girl, you're in the right place here.
Get ready for countless gems on how to live a full and whole lifestyle, diving into dating, mindsets, hormones, theology, literally all of the things.
We're excited to journey alongside you because this side of heaven, we never arrive, and we are with you on that journey. So welcome to The Intentional Singles.
Thriving in the space between.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, gals. So good to be with you today.
Welcome to Thriving in the Space Between. I'm Maria.
And I'm Megan.
And we're just excited to be with you guys today because we are talking about a topic that Megan and I just might be very familiar with.
a little too familiar.
We want to talk about perfectionism.
Mm-hmm. How many of you can resonate with that?
because, you know, it comes up a significant amount in coaching. And, you know, it's actually something that Megan and I have talked about quite a bit in our own lives as something that we have to be very intentional on and to not let it overtake us. And, mm-hmm. you know, with God's grace to be able to step into the beauty of actually, like, taking action.
Mm-hmm.
So we had quite a few thoughts on this.
We have a lot of thoughts about this. I think a lot of times one of the biggest reasons why we fall into perfectionism is because we want control. Mm-hmm. And when we lose that control, when things don't go the way that we want them to go, or when we have this expectation in our minds of how we want things to pan out, we don't like that when it doesn't go our way. And so perfectionism often serves almost as a shield, mm-hmm. because we think that it's protecting us from whatever it might be. For some of you, and you know, for some of us, it might be failure. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, whatever that perfectionism is trying to protect us from, we're not actually living.
No.
And it's interesting because to live means you're trying. And life is messy, ladies. Yeah. And when you try and when you make mistakes along the way, that doesn't make you a failure. It means you're a human being.
There's a couple of beautiful quotes we wanted to share with you guys as well. And then we also want to share some of our own experiences with us and see if those resonate with you. But one of the quotes is from The Love Mindset, and it's, "To be courageous, we must be willing to surrender our perfectionism, if only for a moment. If my self-worth is attached to being flawless, why would I ever try to learn something new? After all, learning requires mistakes." And I just thought there was that. And then one other one that really spoke to me earlier today was, "The desire of perfectionism often leads to the awakening of procrastination."
Mm.
And that one, I
the other P word.
Yeah. Like that one, I really resonated with. Something that my older brother would always say to me was, don't let like the desire for perfection with something that you're doing prevent you from actually putting out something beautiful. And if I look back on my life, like I wouldn't say I have a lot of regrets, but the one thing that I wish I would have done more of earlier on is I wish I would have. So my background is musician, along with other things, but like the musician thing was, you know, I've been writing music since I was a little girl. And I remember not wanting to put anything out because it wasn't perfect. I was like, no, like it's not recorded right. It's not this, it's not that, like a million excuses, right? And I remember my brother didn't say, "Maria, just like put it out there though." And then there's another artist who he talks, Tyler Ward, who fantastic musician in Nashville, and something that he talks a lot about is like, stop waiting for things to be perfect with your art, with your gift, whatever it is, right? Like if in waiting for it to be perfect, usually that means you'll never actually put it out there because it never gets to that space. At what point is it quote unquote perfect, the sight of heaven, right? Like there's always more. And in procrastinating, we're actually robbing the world of something beautiful, you know? And you can like, yes, you can improve on it as you go along. And we're not saying be careless. We're not saying don't pay attention or be intentional, but notice what's coming up for you when you're hesitating to step into something new, when you're hesitating to put something out in the world.
That's never happened to us before, Maria.
No, never. I think we should tell them
Never.
about the
Ladies, in
podcast.
full transparency and honesty, with you, we sat in this podcast for a long time, because of struggling with perfectionism, of wanting to be 10 steps ahead, and desiring to be 10 steps ahead actually stopped us from sharing the beauty of the amazing individuals you're going to be hearing on this podcast and in all the interviews that you're going to be listening to, because of wanting it to the expectations that we had for it looking and he looking a certain way and all the different components that made it up. And so that was actually the reason why we wanted this to be one of our very first topics to discuss and to offer a different way of thinking, because it can trip us in ways that keep us so stuck from sharing so many of the many beautiful gifts and talents and ideas and thoughts that you have in your own life. And it really, at the end of the day, what perfectionism says is, I'm dissatisfied with myself. And if you're dissatisfied with yourself and you become just like a consumer and you're not like living and making decisions, what will happen is like that's when anxiety seeps in. That can like really lead to a lot of other like interior dead ends and frustrations. And it's kind of like this constant phrase in your mind that can sound like, you can end up saying thoughts like, well, I could have done better, or it could have looked like this. But if you never actually make the decision or actually put something, the thing that you're sitting on right now, and ladies, it could be something as simple as like having a conversation with a loved one and you're waiting for the perfect words with air quotes, Or you're waiting for the perfect job, or you're waiting for the perfect dating profile before you put it out there. And I hate to break it to you, but perfect words don't exist. The perfect dating profile doesn't exist. And putting something out there is always better than sitting and swirling in that procrastination that leads also to like so much dissatisfaction, right? Because like, again, like to live is to try.
And I think, the other part with this, right, is that at its root, perfectionism, I don't think it's really as much about a deep love of being like meticulous as much as it is about fear, right? Like fear of making a mistake, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of disappointing others, fear of not getting it right, And it's more bound up in a fear space than it is actually like, oh, well, I just want to be meticulous on everything. If we're really honest, if we actually peel apart those layers, peel those, a lot of times in coaching, you hear us talk about peel those layers of that onion and see what's underneath there. And it's always fascinating to see what's underneath that fear. What am I making that mean, right? Am I making it mean that I'm not good enough? Am I making it mean if it's not up to a certain level that I'm not loved? Or that there's something wrong with me, right? And so getting, we want to invite you, I guess, in this space to get curious if you're noticing that this perfectionism space is showing up for you. What's underneath there? Is it that fear? And what is underneath that fear, Right. And it can be just a beautiful place to start to explore. And you know, sometimes I think underneath there is a fear of people's judgments. Oh, what are they going to say? What are they going to think? Right. But if we live our life being afraid of people's judgments, we will literally never leave our house and we will do nothing because people are always going to have thoughts. People are always going to have opinions, right? That's in their locus of control. You know, our locus of control is what we think and what we feel and what we do. And so, yeah, so it's just perfectionism is one of those things that it can be such a stumbling block for us to actually be thriving in our life and living fully.
Something that was coming up when Maria and I were talking earlier about this topic and how much it's tripped us up in our own lives, ladies, is oftentimes when perfectionism hits, it's because we're prepared. We are sitting in this stage of preparedness. Ladies, you can only be so much prepared for certain things in life.
Yes.
And at some point, though, you do need to make that decision and step out into the unknown. And oftentimes you'll find that when you step out into the unknown and you make that whatever decision that might be, maybe it's putting that dating profile up, maybe it's having that hard conversation, maybe it's sharing one of your gifts and talents, something that you've written, it could be anything, with somebody else, and you take that first step, you'll find so much more, you'll find clarity, and it'll feel maybe a little bit uncomfortable depending on like that step, but that clarity will be so much more fruitful than the fear and like the doubt that you've been swirling in. Believe me, I know that feeling and I know that space really, really well. I was trying to think of a story besides this podcast that we sat on for quite some time before we put it out here to you all. We want the perfect intro music. Oh, our intro's so cringy. Just all of the thoughts and all of the Yeah, all of the places that I got tripped up in perfectionism. And I was reminded back to actually work related when we first launched our membership last fall. I really love beautiful things. I love
She
beautiful
does a darn good job at making things beautiful, as those of you in TIS know.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have a standard of like beauty that what I think to be beautiful, ladies. And if it's not beautiful, then it's really, really challenging for me to let go of it. And we were at kind of capacity of juggling so many different areas to be able to welcome as many women as we had capacity for into our brand new membership. And I had to make this decision where Maria and I made this decision that we were going to not have this beautiful sales page that I really, really wanted and be able to pour out into you ladies in other ways and just put it on a Google Doc. Let me tell you, ladies, that was one of the biggest moments of my perfectionism being stared glaring at me, of losing the control of how I wanted the outcome to be. Because a lot of times when we have expectations for things and we want them to go a certain way and then they don't go that way, we get disappointed. And the amount of women that are currently in membership who signed up when there was that Google Doc is just proof that it my idea of what perfect was not their idea of perfect. And the beauty that comes out of when we step out into action and to again, like to live means to try something new, to make that decision, to have that conversation. And there's so much beauty and clarity that comes out of that space when you do try.
Well, just that act of taking action. Brené Brown, she talks about that where perfectionism is driving, that your shame is riding shotgun. And I think that's so interesting because it's amazing how we can let those things, fear or shame, kind of run the boat, right? And but there's so much freedom that comes when you actually like take a step forward. And yeah, it will have flaws and it won't be perfect. And there will be things that will need to be cleaned up along the way and fixed along the way. And that's okay. Like, what if that can be okay to not have it right all the time, to not, and stepping out and taking action, because there is something powerful, even just from a brain perspective, right? When you actually step out and take action, and it's amazing how, like, taking your, you look at something, maybe you're saying, oh, it's got to be perfect. It's got to be perfect before I put it out there. But you finally say, okay, I'm just going to put it out there. Let's go. And then there's like a positive, and there's like, even if it's just a tiny positive thing that can give your brain a beautiful dopamine hit. Now you're like, oh, heck yes, I can do more. I can do it again. I can, and you can build on that. And
Well,
it's,
it's
yeah.
as simple, it's as simple as what we hear all of the time are like the desire. Okay, when when you enter into your adult years, you still get to play, ladies. And so many of
Yes.
us with our hobbies and our different interests aren't walking into those spaces because you want to be perfect at it. Like you want to join, you want to participate in the rec league, or you want to learn how to bake bread, or you want to learn how to rollerblade, whatever it might be. Or you
Right.
want to get back into watercolors, and you want to be amazing at it from the get-go, or to go a certain way, and then you never try, and then the comparison settles in because then we start looking at what everybody else is doing, and we swirl and swirl and get so stuck. But what if you just picked up the pen and started writing? Or what if you just picked up the paintbrush and started painting? What if you put on the knee pads and just started blading? Nobody is amazing at something the first time that they do it.
Yeah. Just taking those steps, because action does breed clarity. When you actually step into something, you start to see, because sometimes also you can think, oh, I want it to be this way, or it needs to sound that way, or it needs to look like this, or it needs to turn out, whatever the thing is. But as you start to go along, you realize, oh, wait, actually, I like this better. Oh, actually, I think this would be a more preferred whatever. And it's incredible how when that perfectionism often does lead to procrastination, because of those different emotions we talked about being underneath it. But if you can learn to step into that, like, okay, yes, I recognize I want it to be excellent. I want it to be, beautiful. And right now, like, I've done my work on it. And yes, there's always going to be more. There will always be more, you guys. Like, our brains are always like, hey, there's more, there's more, there's more. Right? But actually, just getting it out there, whether it's putting yourself out there, like Megan said, whether it is learning something new, whatever it is, but just actually stepping into that can help to breed a place of, oh, wait, I can do this. I can learn. I can grow. And it's a beautiful, it's a beautiful way to live, to step out of that. So.
A really beautiful book recommendation, ladies, is Brené Brown wrote a book, one of her first books, might be her first one. Is her first one The Gifts of Imperfection? It's definitely one of the first, if not the first. The Gifts of Imperfection. And in that book, she says, understanding the difference between healthy striving and perfectionism is critical to laying down the shield, which I was talking about earlier, and picking up your life. So laying down your shield and picking up your life.
Love
And
it.
so invitation, Maria had so many beautiful invitations earlier that what is underneath that fear of you stepping out into that space? Like, can you ask yourself, like, what am I making this mean about me? Why am I worrying about what other people think rather than what I like really love to do and to say and to be? Like, what's the story that I'm telling myself? Like, why do I think I need to be perfect at this right off the get-go? And listening with curiosity and not with shame, because shame is just going to shut you down. Whereas curiosity is just going to open you up to all these beautiful possibilities. And
Totally.
then when you can sit in that space of recognizing, okay, actually, I'm really fearful. And then you can label it and name it because you've gone there and you've done the work, right? In journaling and in sitting with the Lord. Oh my goodness. Then all the actions are going to start coming and you're going to put down that shield. But oftentimes we don't want to let go of our shields because we like standing behind our shields of perfectionism because we like to be in control. But I
Yeah.
wonder if the invitation could be, what if you did put down that shield and, as Brené Brown says, picked up your life, started living, started trying, started doing. And that's where clarity is going to come.
Ladies, we could talk so much about this, but we would also love to hear your guys' thoughts. So send us a message. We're on Instagram. Send us an email. Hello at the Intentional Single. Go to our website. We also just so you know more like who we are and what we offer too, we do have a free newsletter that goes out every Wednesday. So if that's something that you want to say, hey, I want to know how to be thriving physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and I want some hacks for that or some fun tips, please go there, sign yourself up. We would love to have you as a part of our sweet community at the Intentional Single. And we also, if you're listening to this, today is March. Well, you'll be listening to this on Friday, which I believe is the 14th, 15th. Yes, it's the 15th. So March 15th of 2024. On Monday, March 18th, we are going to be hosting a live workshop all about cycle syncing. And let me tell you, ladies, it is going to be so awesome. We have one of the things that Megan and I have really learned is how much our cycles and every, like, if you're a woman, your cycle impacts every part of who you are and how you show up. And how you feel, even like what you think, it impacts so many things. And it's incredible the freedom that can come from understanding the different phases of your cycle and how to optimize in those and how to honor your body and honor where you are as a woman, to honor all those different parts of you that are so good and so beautiful. So, invitation, if you would like to join us, feel
Hop
free
on
to.
over to our website and sign up, ladies. You can come live on Monday the 18th, or you can you'll be able to have access to the replay. So this is going to be a jam-packed 2-hour workshop. We're going to be sharing so much that you don't know about your cycle and how to really truly, like, we're going to be sharing like the foods that are good for you in all the different phases of your cycle, why productivity feels different in different parts of your cycle. You're just going to feel so seen. So much, I feel like we often can say like, oh, my body is against me, or I hate my period, or all of that kind of helpless, kind of feel helpless oftentimes with our cycle. But we will really want to equip you with so many beautiful tools and resources so that you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I actually have this superpower and no one's told me this before. We want to
Totally.
invite you into that space. And we'll also be having a special guest who
I'm so
is so
excited.
well-versed
She's amazing.
all the beautiful beauty of your fertility and of all of your four phases, and be able to have a live QA if you come live and get all of your questions answered about your cycle. So much goodness for you coming on Monday, March 18th of 2024. And we hope to see you there or on the replay. But ladies, you have a beautiful rest of your week. Would love to hear how you're thriving space between in terms of what you've been learning about perfectionism. And we hope to hear from you soon.
All right, ladies, happy Friday, and we will
But
see you so
freedom
soon.
waits.
Bye.